but it gives me an absolute pleasure to welcome Ida Wall to the stage. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? You good?
Yeah.
How's everyone? Everyone good? Yes? Thank you for being here. Absolute pleasure to have you. We're going to put everyone's mics up as well if everyone does want to chirp in or whatever. Do you know what was absolutely wonderful? I came along to see you guys last year play at the Roundhouse in London, and I hadn't quite prepared myself for the night that I had. I've been at that venue a lot of times. The atmosphere in that room was absolutely magical, and it was just, I don't know, one of my gigs of the year, actually.
Thanks.
Were you kind of quite blown away by the response to being back out there last year? Because I think myself with a lot of other people kind of didn't really realise how much we'd missed you as a band.
Yeah, well, we were surprised too. we didn't play for 5 years, so when we announced the tour, we were kind of, just not slightly apprehensive that, you know, the tickets would all sell out, but they sold out very quickly. And yeah, that concert was quite memorable because there was 3,000 people there, which was already quite a large crowd. And everyone was like, they were really into it.
It was an amazing energy.
It was quite overwhelming, actually, that kind of thing.
But was it quite instant when you got back out on the road in terms of you got that reaction from the audience in terms of, yes?
Well, we knew that we'd do well in Scotland because we've always had a strong fan base here. But we got to go this lab last year, got to go to America and Japan and all these places we haven't been to for like 10 years. So it seems that there's still an interest in our songs.
Did it get to a point as well with playing old stuff? Because, I mean, the new stuff's just brilliant, but getting back into old stuff, it had a new lease of life in a way.
Yeah, well, I mean, we rearranged all the old songs and we tried to kind of put, like you say, a bit of a new life into them. And I think that the crowd sort of responded to that, really. So they were hearing songs that they thought they knew and they were done in a different fashion.
7 albums, though. Was it difficult to pick set lists?
Not really, no.
How'd you do it?
Well, I don't really like a lot of the old ones.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, yeah, Rod picks everything.
Does he?
Yeah.
Everything?
No. I just pick the ones that we can play, which is not that many.
Well, you must be able to play them all because you wrote them.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Is that but I guess that's sometimes, you know, when you do play songs so many times that you get tired of them yourself, and sometimes those are the songs that the audience can't wait to hear, so it's finding that balance, isn't it?
Oh yeah, we've always realised that the people who are coming to see us want to hear sort of the well-known tunes.
Yeah.
So we always do play them.
Can you tell us a little bit about the kind of dynamics of Idlewild now and what the setup is now, and is this
our band? Yeah,
yeah.
Rod Jones on the guitar. Yeah. Hannah Fisher on the fiddle and vocals. Yeah. Luciano Rossi on the keys, Andrew Mitchell on the bass, and Colin Newton on the drums.
Now, Andrew's been to our key sessions before because he played with his other band, Hazy Janes. Mm-hmm. Did you give them any words of advice or warn them about anything in particular about the show, Andrew?
I just said, be careful with the presenter. She's a hot potato.
Bless you. Thank you. Now I'm blushing. What about the writing process? Because this album, this last album that we had, was the three of you, really, wasn't it? Was that how it started and how it went
started
through?
With Rod and I, and then Colin got involved, then Lucci, and then Andrew at the end. And then, so it started off, just kind of a project, like a studio project, I suppose. And by the end of it, it was a band again. So, and now the record we're making at the moment is like a full band, so yeah.
The record you're making at the minute, can you tell us?
We started last year, so we'll put out eventually.
This year?
Yeah, probably, I don't know when it's done.
No pressure, no rush. With that last album, though, who made the decision to do it? Who sort of said, shall we? Should we go and do it? Should we write a record? Should we make new music?
We just sort of decided, really, because we'd spent like a number of years doing different things, like solo records, and I sort of missed it, I suppose. Nothing more complicated than that. And when we got back together and started writing songs, they devolved in a way that, you know, only time can make them evolve.
And I guess being away and doing your own thing for that amount of time as well, when you do kind of reconvene, you've got different life experiences to bring to, mm-hmm. you know, towards the songwriting and sure, to yeah. what you're writing about and things.
Yeah, and also musically, we had a lot of different ideas, particularly with Litchi and the keyboards. I mean, we'd never had a keyboard player in the band, so he's added so much.
You feel special, Litchi? Yeah? Great. You've got a great look, can I just say?
So do you.
Stop it! Stop it now! God, I'm going to fall off the stage again. I already did that last week. Crikey. God, you've totally thrown me now. I wanted to ask about your festival as well.
Because, my festival?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do a wee festival up in the island of Iona.
Yeah, a wee festival. We've had so many bands on this show over that have played it. It's kind of like, wow, this thing's...
Well, it just sort of started out because there's a village hall there and... We put on some music at it and then realised that it would be quite good to do it over 2 days. So we do it over 2 days. We bring some bands up and there's a beer tent.
Great. Are you having one this year?
We are, yeah, in July, this 1st and 2nd.
And do you just kind of, is it just you phoning up people going, do you fancy coming and playing in the town hall?
Well, yeah, pretty much. It's just a phone. But originally it's just been the people that I know, but yeah. Now we're starting to kind of go beyond that.
People must be phoning you, asking
well,
you.
Well, it's only a 200 capacity venue.
Yeah.
So we can't really pay people that well.
You'll be getting like, you'll become the mayor now after all this.
No, I don't want to become the mayor.
All right, well, listen, we'll let you do what you've come here to do. Not talk to me, but play your wonderful music. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you for
having us. Was it quite hard to pick a set, or was it easy to put a set together for tonight?
No, it was easy enough.
Glad to hear it. Rocking the cord as well, loving the cord jacket. Please, ladies and gentlemen, it's absolute honour. So thrilled to have them here. Please put your hands together and welcome the wonderful Idlewild.
Everything's changed since yesterday, in every possible way. Things seem different today, 'cause it's not like yesterday. It's consideration, more like an exception of do you feel much safer when days never change and it's 3 years later? It's like your life, it hasn't changed and it's 3 years late. How does it feel to be 3 years late and watching your youth drift away? And what seems different seems different today. And what seems different today. Is consideration more like an exception of consideration? 'Cause you have a world in your arms tonight. And what if you have a world in your arms?
Thank you very much, everyone. How are you? That was a genuine question.
Okay.
Better ways to feel when you're not real as postmodern.
It's not that one dimensional, it's not the only thought.
It's some better ways to feel. Don't be real as postmodern.
It's not that one dimensional, it's not the only thought.
I stopped and waited. I'm not willing to accept it all. This what an idea is your method of repetition. And this what an idea is how you sell reduction. And this what an idea is your method of repetition. And this what an idea is, how you sell reduction. It's the best way to feel when you're not real, you're postmodern.
It's not that one dimensional, it's not the only thought.
It's the best way to feel. Don't be real, it's postmodern.
It's not that one dimensional, it's not the only thought.
You can't keep waiting for progress. You can't keep waiting for progress. You can't keep waiting. I'm not willing to accept it all. This what an idea is your method of repetition. And this what an idea is, how you sell reduction. And this what an idea is, your method of repetition. And this what an idea is, how you sell reduction. Reduction. How to sell, how to sell conviction. How to sell, how to sell reduction. Or how to sell conviction.
Thanks, everyone. It's warm in here. For the listeners at home, I just removed my cord coat. Yeah. It's just too warm. Okay. I don't play guitar very often because I'm not very good at it. Good introduction to the song.
I'm sick of blowing all the smoke out.
trying hard to feel down. A book drops to the ground at the part where the front seats are all pulled down. But they couldn't and they wouldn't have. They couldn't and they shouldn't have. Yeah, they could and they would have. I inherited a nature and a life which all worn out and wallowing by the windows in a rambling house at the edge of what I couldn't have. I couldn't and I shouldn't have. I could and I would have. Through the willows and the aspens, 'cause you've been weighed down, full of what you couldn't have. You couldn't and you shouldn't have. Yeah, you could and you would have.
Younger Than America. And this next one is called A Rose Ability. Thanks. I don't know really what it's about, so I can't explain it. It's about Gertrude Stein. I'm going to stop talking, yeah.
You've cut off with too much now, you get enough. With too much now, stop looking through scrapbooks and photograph albums. Because I know they don't teach you what you don't already know. You've always been dissatisfied. Gertrude Stein said that's enough.
I know that that's not enough.
Gertrude Stein said that's enough.
I know that that's not enough.
The rose ability, there is no rose ability. The rose ability, there is no rose ability. You've got off with too much now, you're getting off with too much now. Stop looking through scrapbooks and photograph albums. Because I know they don't teach you what you don't already know. You've always been dissatisfied. Gertrude Stein said that's enough.
I know that that's not enough.
Gertrude Stein said that's enough.
I know that that's not enough.
Gertrude Stein said that's enough.
I know that that's not enough.
Gertrude Stein said that's enough.
Pull neck.
It's quite warm.
I've said that before. I used to wear a pull neck sometimes, and I used to get nothing but slagged off, but this was like the mid-90s. Now they're cool. I used to wear them at dungarees though. Brave look and carnisty. Oh, let's know if the show's too slick for you.
Water falling on the same stone lands.
band. Dogs are barking at each other. Tied to the mast and stuck in the ground. Watching the clouds fall over each other. Up there the planets face the stars, reflecting the nightmares back and forth at each other. A bit beyond wear and tear, but content like a shipwreck, sleeping in rust, lying on the ocean floor, under waves that are turning away from the shore. Suggestions don't need analyze. As the circle of knowledge it grows and grows, so I labor today in the hope for tomorrow. Always running away.
That clock always makes me nervous. No, it's okay. It's just my personal issue.
With
time.
Now you can't see it.
Oh, it's fine, yeah. Okay, we're going to do a song now called The Bronze Medal. This one's from a record we put out, a long time ago. The record was called 100 Broken Windows. Yeah, thanks. Rod, I'm not finished talking my monologue here.
They've heard enough.
These people are really interested in my stories.
Riveting.
No, yeah, I am finished.
it felt cold inside. So we threw the radio onto the fire. It felt good to watch it burn away to nothing. You said you felt weak. I hope it's got nothing to do with the things you told me. Nothing but your eyes looking down on the third place. Nothing but determination to come in third. And you were always going to be like this when you're somewhere that's as cold as this. You were always meant to be like this in the cold. It felt warm inside, so we threw the television on the fire. And it wasn't frustration, 'cause I had nothing to throw away. When there's nothing but your eyes looking down on the third place, nothing but determination to come in third. And you were always going to be like this when you're somewhere that's as cold as this. You were always meant to be like this in the cold. 'Cause you've got nothing but your eyes looking down on the third place. Nothing but determination to come in third. And you know that you're always meant to be like this. You're always meant to be like this. You're always meant to be like this. You're always meant to be.
Check out the accordion too. It's nice, isn't it? Yeah. Is that your grandfather's?
No. I gave it to you as a present, remember?
Oh, you did, yeah, it was a Christmas present. When the truth are all dedicated to you, in this invisible world I choose to live in. And if you believe that, then now I understand why the words mean so much to you. They'll never be about you. And maybe you're young without youth, or maybe you're old without knowing anything's true. I think you're young without youth. Then you contract the American dream. You'll never look up once. Then you contract the American dream. I require you to stop and look up. Sing the song about myself. Keep singing the song about myself. Not some invisible one. Constantly searching
to find something new. But what will you find when you think that nothing is true? You know that maybe it's that nothing is new. So you let me hear songs that were written all about you. The good songs were written for you. They'll never be about you. Then you contract the American dream. You'll never look up once. Then you contract the American dream. I require you to stop and look up and sing the song about myself. Keep singing the song about myself. Not some invisible means, 'cause you already know. And I won't tell you what this means, 'cause you already know. And so sing the song about myself. Keep singing the song about myself. Not some invisible. That you always wanted. It doesn't have to be so decided. 'Cause you always wanted. There's no need for explanations. That you always wanted.
Song for you, and then we're going to go home.
Two songs.
Two songs. Holy, I don't know about that. We'll do one first. Thank you.
passing place to watch the world move faster than we do. Watch it pass with our eyes closed, the way we usually choose to. If we choose to, then I'll wait till I find the remote part of your heart, when nowhere else will let us choose a comfortable start. And even if the breath between us smells of alcohol, we can call it confusion in the worst way possible.
It's a red-hearted vibration pushing through the walls of dark imagination, finding no equation. There's a red road rage, but it's not road rage. It's asylum seekers engulfed by a grudge. Scottish friction, Scottish fiction. It isn't in the castle, it isn't in the mist. It's a calling of the waters as they break to show the new black death with reactors aglow. Do you think your security can keep you in purity? You will not shake us off above or below. Scottish friction, Scottish fiction.
Thank you, everyone.
We're going to do one more song, I think.
This is a really old song of ours, written back when we were like teenagers. We sort of reworked it in the acoustic format. Can't vouch if it's any good or not. It's an old one. It's called Film for the Future.
This is a film about the future. It is the future of your life, but you think it's certain. Nothing is certain. Nothing is certain. Nothing is certain. I know what you think. You think this film is about you. That is not about you. That is not about you. I know what you think. You think this film is about you. This is a film about the future. It is the future of your life, but you think it's certain. Nothing is certain. Nothing is certain. Nothing is certain. I know what you think. You think this film is about you. That is not about you. That is not about you. I know what you think. You think this film is about you.
Dom. Thank you, Dom.
Thank you so, so much. Idlewild, everyone.